Man Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air, go for a walk, and places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Hey, welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show, and I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Tsleil-Waututh, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have a pre-recorded show for you, and we'll be featuring Joey Hawkins from Journeyman Productions. All right, this guy was super hard to get an interview because he is quite busy, but we got him. We got him on a super windy day outside the rickshaw. So you're going to be hearing a lot of wind noise background during his interview. We also have announcements from John in the house. So we're going to get right to it. Let's start off the show with Rocket Fuel. Here's Hard to Get on CJSF.
Looking at me, I'll meet you where the sun goes down by the river and the fallen tree. Yeah, oh yeah. So come here, girl, I wanna get close to you.
Please, please me.
What your mama don't know won't hurt her now. Don't tell her what we're gonna do. Seven seas.
Thank you. Thank you, DJ Medi. This is John in the House's weekly What Is On in Vancouver's music scene this week from October 3rd through to October 10th. Now, October is Halloween month here at the Wham Bam East Van radio show, so we are featuring metal music as well all month. So What Is On? Thursday, October 3rd at 7:30 p.m., Quickly, and Lionel Williams with the Brahma Kind. This event is by the Rickdaw Theater, and it's at the Cobalt. Tickets $24.40, 19 plus, doors at 7:30. It's a psychedelic show with the band Quickly, coming from Portland, Oregon. So come and check that out. It'll be a cool Technicolor show. On Saturday, October 5th at 6:30 p.m., Chaos album release with Tribunal and a Bloated Pig. That's October the 5th at the Cobalt. It's an early show. Friday, October 11th, next week at 9 p.m., Andre 3000, New Blue Sun Live in concert at the Queen Elizabeth Theater. Friday, October 11th, next week through to October 12th, 5440. They have two shows at the Commodore Ballroom. Next Thursday, October 10th, 7 p.m. Sunset Rubdown. Always Happy to Explode tour at the Rickshaw Theater. Sunday, October 6th at 7 p.m. Emo Karaoke at the Cobalt. Friday, October 11th at 10 p.m. Empanadas Alegres, number 1 Alexander Street. Saturday, October 5th at 6 p.m. Evil Ebenezer live in Vancouver with Distinct at the Fortune Sound Club. Friday, October 4th at 9:30 p.m., Fat Joe, Fabulous Vancouver at the Harbor Center. Soul Asylum on Saturday, October 5th, 4 p.m., Slowly But Surely Tour at the Vogue Theater. On Thursday, October 10th, 5 p.m., Carn Effects, Necromantium Part 2, Vancouver at the Hollywood Theater. That looks like a metal show, so go check that out. Scary Halloween. Well, that looks about it for this week. You can check it out too, and for other shows that are on. Let's go to the fabulous Roxy Cabaret. October 2nd, that's a Wednesday, Best in Vancouver Night, number 1, Alia Burn, Light Machine, Raw Nerve Endings, 7 p.m. to 10:45 p.m. They have a show at the Roxy Best in Vancouver series. Number 2, Baby Molly, Disposable Disguise, Mount Nemo, October 3rd, Thursday, 8 p.m. to 10:45 p.m. Go check out what that's about. October 4th, 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., Carmen and Camille with Abby. Saturday, October the 5th, Gray Tide with Dip Car, Hot Dog, and Wooji, 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Here's another one of those Best in the Vancouver concert series in October, show number 3, with Wittico, Fuzzy Slug, The Ticket Takers. That's 7 p.m. to 10:45 p.m. on Wednesday, October the 9th. Next Thursday, October the 10th, Best in Vancouver Concert Series, number 4, with Arrow in the Quiver, The Outseer, Story's End. That's next Thursday, October 10th, 7 p.m. to 10:45 p.m. I hope Arrow in the Quiver win. They're a great band. You should go up to that show and support them. Well, that's about it for the entertainment this week, but looking online, and you can go to the 2024 Halloween Guide for Metro Vancouver online. Just Google that name. And also, I found a few more kind of music-related events on Eventbrite. All Hallows Eve Craft Market, October 5th and 6th, 2024, Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. That is at the Sapperton Pensions Hall in New Westminster. OCB Halloween Party, Saturday, October 26th, 8 p.m. at 2429 Main Street. Lost in the Woods Halloween Show and Party, Saturday, October the 19th, 7 p.m., 455 Gravel Street. And all these are, you have to pay to get in to celebrate Halloween. Oh, here's an interesting one. Halloween Painting Night, Canvas Painting Event, Sunday, October the 27th, 4 p.m. at Waves Coffee House on House Street. Green Queens Halloween Drag Show, Friday, October the 11th, 6:30 p.m., Town Hall, Maple Ridge, The Passion Portal, Halloween, Friday, October the 25th, 9 p.m., at the Waldorf. Well, there's lots of Halloween events happening all over town. You just got to Google Halloween in Vancouver and you'll find events. Well, this is John in the House. I'm signing out for another week of my What Is On, but I still have my weekly song, which is a video made by Steve Ricardo, Rocket Fuel. I am just going to feature his song and video link for a cover called Copperhead Road by Steve Earle. Enjoy.
And thank you for making your choice to listen to CJSF 90.1 FM. That was Heyoka's Mirror Halloween Special. Before that, we played Ophelia Falling, Way to Go, and Forsaken Right, The Storm. All right, coming up, we're going to have Joey's Not Stormy, But Very Windy interview after the break.
CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. As a campus and community station, CJSF strives to provide points of view that are rarely expressed on mainstream media. This includes music that is not the top 40 and news you will not find on the big media outlets. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca. Just a bend in time.
And how does it feel together? Hello, Joey, and welcome to the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Joey Hawken. I'm the founder of Journeyman Productions and the organizer of Hyperspace Metal Festival.
Amazing. Okay, so tell me a little bit about Journeyman Productions. How did it begin?
Started 2016, I think, when I was kind of already getting involved in shows a little bit, and I saw some opportunities to book some bands, so I just kind of started doing it and just kind of kept doing it. Then I kind of had the idea for the festival because my own band was looking for things to play, and it kind of seemed like a niche that needed to be filled.
Tell me about your band, Apprentice.
Yeah, so Apprentice, I started in Calgary, moved it out here. We have an album, I think it was in 2018, called The Strength of Mortality. We're working on new material, kind of a mix of progressive power metal, melodic death metal, kind of bunch of stuff.
Yes, and you're the guitarist. Tell me about your other band members.
Yeah, so there's Dylan and Eric are the other two guitarists. We do three guitars for harmonies and stuff. Kyle Summers, he moved to Calgary on drums, and we've still been playing shows with him. So making it work, you know. Eric Wilmot is our singer. He's amazing. He was in Meridius before. We played a show with him, and he kind of really impressed me.
Into the locker they say, scratch.
And Cale Hamill actually quit the band, but he was on bass for us. He was really awesome to work with.
Pick one of your songs and tell me about it.
So we have a song called Order 66. It's kind of like, seems to be our most popular song. It's about Star Wars.
Nice.
And yeah, I don't know, that's a good headbanging riff. People get into it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so is all of your band members Star Wars fans?
No.
No?
I can honestly say no, not all of them. But they're just on a rock, you know, rock out. They're okay with it.
Yeah, but you are.
Yeah, me and like half a band. Yeah.
And you're watching Decapitated?
Decapitated is on later tonight. Right now, Cataclysm is playing. Septic Flesh is right after this. Allegion was right before this. They were my favorite band.
Dead one.
And that was Iridescent by Allegion. And in that YouTube video, you're going to see them all dressed up in hot dog outfits. Now, I have a hot dog outfit, and please somebody message me and tell me that I'm not the only one going to the rickshaw and watching Mick Sabbath in a hot dog outfit. Okay? So we're going to continue on with Joey's interview after the Metal Meltdown.
Is that a normal part of your
singing? That's the way I've always sung. This is my song.
Are there subliminal duets that you
sing? Absolutely not.
The Metal Meltdown, a show that brings you melody-driven heavy metal from around the world. Melting your ears every Monday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Truants, open local buddies of mine. They're amazing. They're amazing. Definitely check that out if you don't know. They're from here.
Okay, and then can you recommend any female metal artists?
Yeah, there's a bunch in Vancouver, actually. So, Klain is in Zirion, and so Revenger, Julia Gimon, she's a drummer in a lot of bands. Revenger Knot is her band right now, N-O-T-T. They're amazing. Massive Scar Era, actually they moved to Montreal now, They were kind of like Egyptian music mixed with a bit of metal kind of thing. It was really cool.
Tell me about Hyperspace.
Yeah,
how did
so,
it go? Because like I think you like flamingos. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, so that was really cool. We had the tour come through with Tyr from the Faroe Islands, Trollfest from Norway, Aether Realm from North Carolina, Dread Crew of Oddwood from California, and then we also had Balragath from Calgary because it was a festival, and like every band had their own like completely different kind of stage setups, like, you know, Trollfest with the flamingos, and they had the conga line that went all the way up in the bar and back down.
No,
it's
really?
Hilarious. Yeah, so I'm working on the lineup. I don't want to announce anything until I have something, because like this year was a significant step up, like band-wise, budget-wise, everything. So I want to like keep it at that level. So I'm going to announce something as soon as I have that level of band, and then might fill in the rest later,
okay,
kind of thing. But it's going to be a similar formula, you know, 3 days, couple fly-ins, a lot of like, you know, hand-picked vocal. Western Canada.
Okay, so where can people follow you and check out all the shows that you produce?
Yeah, so definitely just start with our website, journeymanproductions.org, and that'll lead you to our Facebook, our Instagram. We have a Discord server where we like to, you know, hang out, have conversations, post shows coming up. We have a newsletter which you can sign up for on our website, and then Hyperspace Metal Festival also has a Discord server and a and a Facebook and all that, and New Year's Metal Fest, which New Year's Winter Fest,
mm-hmm.
Is their submissions are open right now. I think that's Colton. He's the other big dog.
Yeah.
He's doing way more work than I am now. He has his festival that he's doing, and it's gonna be in February next year.
Excellent.
Yeah, and that's more on the extreme side.
All right, perfect.
You know, yin and yang.
All right, well, thank you so much, Joey, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show.
Yeah.
Wham Bam.
You. East Van.
Yeah, baby. The latest from Truant, Creating Mortality. All right, thank you, Joey from Journeyman Productions. And oh, he's got one last thing to say.
Go to shows.
Go to shows.
Support live music.
And thank you, John in the house, and thank you for tuning in. All right, stay tuned for the next show. Next week, we'll be live in the studio. We'll be interviewing a band called Zenith. And
Yeah, let's pick a song to end the show here. Let's go with Not, N-O-T-T, let's go with the song Status. We'll catch you all next week, and hopefully you will not forget us. This is DJ Mehdi signing out. Bye.
Yes.